It's been a bountiful few weeks for rarity. Last week we could see a blue moon. They actually occur about every 3 years, when there's a full moon, twice in a month. But now news of something really rare. Researchers in Sri Lanka are tracking a young elephant near Yala. She was spotted last month living in a herd of about 17. She is young, healthy, and notably lacking in pigment. She's a white elephant. According to reports, this is probably the world's only officially recorded sighting of a white elephant in the wild. White elephants, beautiful and scarce, have occupied a place in the imagination for millennia. Buddhist lore, for example, holds that Queen Maya had a dream.
That's the Buddha's mother.
Jonathan Silk teaches Buddhist studies at UCLA.
Queen Maya dreamed that an elephant, a six-tusked white elephant, entered her right side. This dream was interpreted by the court astrologers as indicating that her future son would be either a universal emperor or the Buddha. And part of the reason for this is that the white elephant is known for its royal imagery.
There are Buddhist medallions and paintings featuring white elephants. A white elephant dominated the flag of Siam. And even at the Vatican, white elephants are considered a sign of high esteem. When Giovanni de' Medici was elected Pope Leo X in 1513, the King of Portugal sent him Hanno, a white elephant, as a mission of obedience, a gift of fealty. Hanno became one of the Pope's most prized possessions, an exotic and ostentatious example of the Holy See's wealth and power. He was housed in a courtyard at the Vatican and paraded around the streets of Rome. He was trained to genuflect, and his image was snuck into art that Pope Leo had commissioned as a symbol of his reign. But Hanno came to symbolize the excesses of that papacy. The white elephant and Pope Leo's extravagance and corruption bankrupted the church's treasury. But the colloquial term white elephant has nothing to do with Leo X. It goes back to Southeast Asia and the backhanded gifts that kings made of precious, inviolable white elephants. Ed Zotti edits the newspaper column, The Straight Dope.
Now, an apocryphal story that arose was that since maintaining a white elephant was not an inexpensive proposition, you can imagine what it costs to feed any kind of an elephant, that if the king got mad at somebody or wanted to show them up, he would give them a white elephant. And then since it was this royal gift, you couldn't just give it away, you had to keep it, but you would bankrupt yourself trying to feed this thing.
So beware of gifts with long memories and huge appetites. After all, who wants to spend all of their fortune on peanuts?